My name's Chuck Hurley, president of the Iowa Family Policy Center, and while I don't pretend to speak for the county attorney, I was very impressed with the Supreme Court's questioning of both sides. I think they elucidated the issues that are at stake. They acknowledged the gravity of this decision, and I do expect a very learned and fair decision from them. I was extremely pleased. As they start out, they ask some very difficult questions of appellant, and then the same for appellee. I would like to, at this time, introduce Reverend Keith Ratliff from Maple Street Baptist Church and Pastor Dan Berry from Cornerstone Church. They were in attendance as well, and they have been standing up for traditional one-man, one-woman marriage from the beginning of this matter. And they'd like to address the media briefly and be open for questions.
I just first certainly want to say that I'm just certainly not a lawyer. I am a lowly preacher. Had the opportunity today to hear the oral arguments, and I would certainly like to say, speaking for myself and certainly those that stand with us here at this moment, that our minds have not changed in regards to our position that we believe that marriage should be between one man and one woman. I certainly believe that too many times God is taken out of the discussion. It has now become a philosophical discussion. And my position is what God has said is good enough. And so I realize that the decision obviously will not be made today, that a decision will come down. But I stand to say that there is a higher court than the Iowa Supreme Court. And God has already made a determination. And I realize that our gay brothers and sisters have a different opinion, but I stand on God's word. And God's word teaches us to lean not into our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. So it has not changed my position. I will stand on the word of God until the Lord calls me home. And I realize that even sometimes the press doesn't like the fact that people want to quote the Bible or talk about the Bible. But that is my job, is to warn the people. That's the preacher's job, is to warn the people. And I believe that we have done that, is to warn the people in spite of what may come down at a future time. Thank you.
You know, one of the things I'd just like to mention is I know this has become an emotional thing, and it seems to be about the rights of a few, and, you know, we parade people up here and we feel sorry and we become all emotional about this. But the reality is this isn't about the rights of a small minority group of people here. This is about marriage itself and what marriage is. This is about redefining marriage. And if we do this, we're on a slippery slope. We're trying to help people. Our religious liberties are at stake. The redefining of marriage leads to the redefining of other things, the role of male, female, family. And we need to take this very seriously. And I salute the Supreme Court for hearing these arguments. But you know, this can't be about man's wisdoms, man's laws. The only reason that we're here today is because, you know, we have denied where marriage has come from, and that has come from God. And the truth about marriage and what marriage is has been laid out for us by God, not to hurt other people, but to protect people and their families. We all realize we deal with different things, but when we start allowing this institution that is millenniums old to be redefined because of the small rights of a few, then we're on a slippery slope. So we have to take this seriously. So as Christians in Iowa, I pray that we seek his face, we ask for his wisdom, not only in our lives, but in this situation and the judges as they're making this decision. It's time, if you're a Christian, you need to pray. You need to pray God's will, not man's will, that God's will be done in this. We need his help. We're dealing with real problems, real issues. But let's quit turning to one another and let's turn to the God that most Iowans believe in. Over 62% of Iowans, according to a University of Iowa poll, believe that this definition of marriage should not be redefined. Let's wake up. It's honest. It's now in our hands. And let's, as the people of Iowa, rise up and give voice to this decision and not leave it just in the hands of seven judges. They're going to make their decision, and we'll respect that. But we will continue to hold forth God's word and speak the truth in love, and so that we can help people, even if our religious liberties are taken away from us because law is being redefined. We will continue to speak the truth in love to bring help to everyone in need.
Sir, could we get your name and its spelling?
Dan Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, Cornerstone Family Church.
Are you guys going to push for a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage?
We've been pushing for a constitutional amendment for several years now.
Correct.
And the reason that we've been doing that is just to give the people of Iowa a voice. Here we are standing in front of seven people today that are on the verge of redefining marriage and what it is, a millennial institution. And it's not just impacting Iowa. Because of our non-resident statutes now, if this is legalized, people from all over this country can come to Iowa, get a marriage license, get married, and take that legal document back to their own states and contest their own state laws. So this is not only impacting us, this is impacting our nation and many countries around this world. So we have to give voice.
And Charlotte, the constitutional amendment would not, quote, ban gay marriage, unquote. The constitutional amendment would affirm what marriage is. And that would apply. That would apply to polygamy. That would apply to every single circumstance that any person could cook up. It's simply to say that this law, which has been in existence for thousands of years and in Iowa since our territorial laws of 1839, that this law is in fact settled. We know what marriage is. It's, as the lawyer said, same-sex marriage is an oxymoron. Marriage is what it is. People understand what marriage is. You ask somebody what marriage is, and intellectually, emotionally, visibly, and practically, people know what marriage is.